is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for the Shipping Bulletin, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 today, Thursday the 23rd of October. There are warnings of gales in all areas except Northwood Sierra, Cromarty, Forth and Trafalgar. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Faroes 974, expected Rockall 988 by midnight tonight. Low White 977, expected German Bight 973 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, Northwood Sierra. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later in Viking. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. Southwood Sierra, 40s. Easterly 3 to 5, backing northeasterly 6 to gale 8 later. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. Cromarty, 4th. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly 5 to 7. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. East becoming cyclonic, 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 in Dogger and Humber later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Thames. Cyclonic, 6 to gale 8, becoming northwest, gale 8 to storm 10. Decreasing 6 to gale 8 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Southwest 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10, except in Dover, veering northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay. West gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Seoul. Northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Fitzroy, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Northwest backing west later 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall. Northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, west becoming cyclonic later, 6 to gale 8, showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm force 10 at first in Bailey, becoming northeast 5 to 7 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, southeast 3 to 5, backing northeast 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, good. Faroes, southeast backing northeast 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 for a time. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. And southeast Iceland, northeasterly severe gale 9 to violent storm 11, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Sleet, moderate or poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, northwest 3, recent rain, 27 miles, 990, steady. Stornoway, south-southwest 3, 32 miles, 988, falling slowly. Lerwick, southeast 2, 35 miles, 990, steady. Lucas, northwest 1, 9 miles, 989, rising. Bridlington, north-northeast 3, 984, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 9, 2 miles, 974. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south 9, 2 miles, 974. Jersey, west northwest 6, slight rain, 15 miles, 982, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by west 5, 1,000 metres, 982. Scilly Automatic, northwest 6, slight rain, 6 miles, 987, rising slowly. Valentia, northwest by north 4, 22 miles, 995, rising. Ronald's Way, north by west 3, 32 miles, 987, falling slowly. And Malin Head, north-northwest 5, 16 miles, 991, rising slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, a complex area of low pressure lies over the United Kingdom, bringing rain or squally showers at times. Strong to gale force winds will affect all areas at times through the next couple of days. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north 5 to 7 later. Showers, moderate or good. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northwest 5 to 7 later. Showers, then rain later, good, occasionally moderate. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northwest 5 or 6. Increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, then rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. East or northeast 4 to 6, backing west or northwest 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 later. Showers or rain, good, becoming moderate later. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming westerly or northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain at times, good, becoming moderate or poor later. From Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Cyclonic becoming westerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in the east. Showers, then rain later, perhaps thundery, good, becoming moderate or poor later. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or northwest 6 to gale 8, rain or showers, perhaps thundery, good, becoming moderate or poor. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or northwest 6 to gale 8, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or northwest 6 to gale 8, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. North or northwest, backing southwest later 6 to gale 8, showers, good, occasionally poor. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. North 4 to 6, backing west 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. The Isle of Man. North or northwest 5 or 6. Occasionally 7, backing west 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Northerly or northwesterly, backing westerly or southwesterly later 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in the North Channel. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From the Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, backing westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. North or northwest 3 to 5, backing west, then becoming cyclonic later 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwesterly, becoming cyclonic, then northeasterly later 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 in the north later. Showers, moderate or good. And finally, the Shetland Isles. East or southeast 3 to 5, backing northeast 5 to 7 later. Occasionally gale 8 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. But just a reminder that you can find BBC Weather and the Shipping Bulletin, the latest Shipping Bulletin, if you go to the BBC Weather section of the Radio 4 website. This is BBC Radio 4. Where now it's time for Prayer for the Day.
Good morning. I once saw a captivating photograph of a pineapple field in Maui, a beautiful island in Hawaii. For a long time after, I dreamt of living there and eating papayas for breakfast, wandering through lush forests and stumbling upon mystical waterfalls. I imagine that peace would come easily in a place like that, that it would be simpler to feel grounded and content when the world around me was drenched in colour and light. But the truth was, I lived in a humble corner of Bradford, and I wasn't moving to Maui anytime soon. I realised I couldn't withhold my happiness waiting for some perfect place or perfect life. I had to learn to see the beauty here. It's easy to focus on the grey skies, the wail of the sirens, and the damp creeping up the old brick walls. But if I look more closely, There's a lilac evening sky above the terraced houses, the healing smell of toast in the morning, children laughing as they race down the street. The same God who made the waterfalls of Maui made this too. Perhaps beauty isn't only found in a tropical paradise, but in the patience to notice what's already around us. Even the greyest day holds a trace of gold if you pause long enough to see it. I pray that our hearts learn to notice beauty, even in seemingly mundane places, to meet the morning not with hurry, but with wonder. Let it remind you, when we look up at the morning sky, that this same beauty stretches above us all, wherever we may be. And may the seemingly ordinary moments, the kettle boiling, the sound of rain, footsteps in the hallway, remind us that life is holy, even when it feels unremarkable. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day, presented by Sarah Humayun. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for Farming Today with Kaz Graham.
Good morning. Northern Ireland's need for a new independent regulator to ensure clean water, clean air and better protection for nature.
Northern Ireland is a tiny place, and yet no one really knows who's in charge of what when it comes to the environment. So that's something we really want the civil service to improve on.
We'll have more on that in a few minutes' time. First of all, though, food and how we ensure a reliable supply for future generations in the face of climate change and global instability. Annual food price inflation, you'll have seen from yesterday's figures, dropped slightly last month, but it's still running up 4.5%, with extreme weather blamed for some of the price rises, which for some will ring alarm bells about our future food security. Well, the UK needs to see a radical and rapid transformation of its food system. That's according to a three-year-long study led by the Agri-Food for Net Zero.